Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
While you're waking up to history, Pope Francis has passed. Dead at 88. And of course, speculation already beginning about his replacement. I can already tell you, I don't know his name, but he will be extremely liberal. Probably more liberal even than this Pope, since the Pope spent a lot of his term putting in place cardinals who were to the far left. This comes on the heels of J.D. Vance's visit with the Pope at the Apostolic Palace Saturday in Rome, where Vance and the Vatican traded barbs over the Trump migrant crackdown. Vatican didn't like that. So the whole thing really just became kind of raucous from the beginning. And that's unfortunate because there's so many persecuted Christians and Catholics in the world. That's what their focus should be on. But they seem more interested in helping MS-13 move into the country. There, I said it. I'm a disgruntled Catholic. So we have a love-hate relationship with the Pope. Has been a lot of love with this one. As far as I'm concerned, this is a guy who was a lot more interested in politics than he was in the church or in anything religious. This is a guy who almost weekly made some sort of political pronouncement that would alienate members of the church. In fact, it almost came to the point, to me, it seemed like this was a strategy. You could tell the timing of it. It came weekly, and it would be some sort of political commentary to make it clear, unless you're a liberal, you don't belong in the church. I thought he was deliberately trying to drive people out of the church. To destroy it, or at least destroy it for anyone who didn't share his particular blend of Marxist anti-capitalist politics that he very much brought with him from Latin America. And then there was the fact that the bishops' conferences in particular were making, along with the Catholic Charities, millions and millions and millions of dollars off of illegal immigration. I think illegally, because they became part of a cog in the wheel of the human trafficking system, which was absolutely devastating for the more than 4,000 illegal immigrants who died making that trip. And the many, many girls and women who were sexually assaulted and abused along that road. So to me, not a very good legacy. A legacy of destruction of the church and alienation of its members more than anything. But he has passed, and there will be the selection of a new pope before we know it. Also, again, leaving the church basically bankrupt because donations dried up to such an extent that they began having trouble raising money to keep the Vatican running, and they've had to sell property recently, which I think is good. I don't think the church should be rich. I don't think the church should be a major property holder beyond what's necessary for churches. So we'll see. Okay. Over the weekend, switching gears on St. Kilmar, Abrigo Garcia, as it became more and more undeniable that he was a wife-beating violent, not my words, actually were the word written by his own wife in the police report to describe him, violent wife-beater, as she said she was afraid of him. The left finally having to pivot off that, denying that he's an MS-13 member, never mind the tattoo on his hand, very clearly indicating he's an MS-13 member. The two judges that have ruled he was an MS-13 member, one of whom said that he wasn't giving bond to him because he was too much of a danger to the community because he was an MS-13 member. Having to pivot to say, well, you know, with this guy needs basic civil rights. Never mind that he has had not one, not two, but three immigration hearings prior to deportation and had a deportation order. So the media is confusing or attempting to confuse people with this. Now, here's what happened so that, you know, when your liberal friends say, well, he hasn't been given due process, that is a crock. That's a lie. He's had three separate hearings and a deportation order. Now, what happened was that his attorneys argued that as an MS-13 gang member, he was in danger from the 18th Street gang and couldn't be sent back to El Salvador. So a judge halted the deportation order. It's basically you put another order on top of it.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, that's where we were until Donald Trump signed the executive order declaring MS-13, as he should have, a terrorist organization. Once that happens, the halt order dissipates. Terrorist organization members are automatically deportable under law. So the judge's order is then nullified. It's done. It's gone. You can't keep them from being deported. It was absolutely legal what the Trump administration did. But almost nobody knows that. Which led to this hysteria over the weekend. They brought Joy Reid back from the dead. I'm on MSNBC, where she warned black people will be deported soon. So I guess the Trump administration is going to go start picking up black people. Folks, you want to see disinformation? This is Exhibit A.
To me, that is why Kilmar Abrego Garcia's specific case, the 75% of the folks who have been sent, the men who have been sent there that don't have criminal records, that is why this is so important. Because if they could do it to them, if they could snatch students off the street without any pushback or recourse, they will do it to any of us. To be very clear, it's going to be the people of color and vulnerable communities that are next in line.
I think that's right. And that's certainly part of why the African-American community is so strongly behind the supporting Kilmar.
Yeah, we are not for this.
Yeah, because as you just said, if they're going to whisk them away.
Okay. Have you noticed what they're doing here? It's very subtle. They're pretending he's an American, that there's no difference between somebody who is black, whose family's been in this country, rightly or wrongly brought here, but whose family's been in this country for generation after generation after generation, and St. Kilmar, who is an illegal immigrant. Pretending that anybody could just be swooped up by Trump, the dictator, and probably will be. He's going after Americans of color. The problem is there is a fundamental difference between St. Kilmer and anyone in this country who is an American citizen. And that is that he is not an American citizen. And nobody's in danger here of being deported. That is absolutely ridiculous. But over the weekend, take a listen to this. Senator Chris Van Hollen slips and calls St. Kilmer Abrego Garcia an American.
I think at some point the president of El Salvador realized it was looking really bad to have this this person who had been absconded from America, from the streets of Maryland, in one of their prisons.
That's how they talk amongst themselves. That's how they think. There is no difference between you, somebody like Lee, whose family's been here since the founding, someone like me, whose family's been here in like 100 years. But we're Americans. We've been generationally American, and St. Kilmer, who just walked over the border. This, as more and more scandalous information came out about St. Kilmer, Scott Jennings on CNN nails it.
The other day, that it was a hellhole. You know who called it a gulag? The vice president of the United States, J.D. Vance. So, I don't know.
I see these pictures tonight, and I think, boy, the party of women is really covering itself in glory tonight. I mean, I don't understand why the American left falls in love with the worst people. You've got a gang-banging, human-trafficking, wife-beating, illegal alien, and a United States senator in a ludicrous display of energy is in El Salvador having Mai Tais and Yahtzee. I do not get it. I do not understand why the left takes on the heroes
other, the
people.
Part of this,
I don't get it.
I think
Because they're running the human trafficking networks that bring them what they believe will be their future voters, as well as other gang members who can also help bring in the voters. That's why. All right. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton. The real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.